All right, welcome back to another episode of the Scenario Podcast. We just be around, you know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, it is going to pop up on your feed. Y'all getting all these other great shows going on.
Nah, man, we're going to actually get back to our regular thing, man, because, like, you know, it takes a lot more work to get other stuff off the ground exactly. than I think that we thought it would, you know?
Yeah, it's like when Rick James was falling off a little bit, he had the Mary Jane Girls, he had the Stone City Band, he had a lot of stuff going on. And we're not doing cocaine as well. So you gotta think.
Now hold up. Who's the Mary Jane Band and the Cocaine Girls and the SOS?
I'm not gonna do that to nobody. First of all, number one, he was sleeping with all the Mary Jane girls. That's number one. So that's already off the top.
Right.
And he was doing heavy coke with the Stone City Band.
So, yeah, that's not how I spend my time with anybody.
So I don't want to put nobody in a box like that. Okay. And then he was doing deals with Smokey on the side, producing him, you know.
No, but yeah, we back, man. The Scenario, yeah. the originators. I feel like there's some greater, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, we're the Rolling Stones at this point.
We just go on tour. We don't drop albums.
Yeah, exactly. We just come out with the show. You know, I mean, we don't cause much controversy. Shout out to Commentary, who is over there putting in heavy work on the YouTube page. And if you're listening on audio wise, please go over to the SLC Network on YouTube, subscribe over there as well. But if you can't subscribe and you don't go, just go to the Commentary comment section or the video on the $100,000 to get a man.
I've been meaning to jump on to We Coming For You for like three shows now, and scheduling has never worked out. I'm gonna get on there though for their year end episode, because they're having the John Jones Battle Royal Invitational.
Oh shit!
So that's gonna be a good time. I'm gonna get on and be like the special guest ring announcer.
Yeah.
For that. And
shout out to them though too. They've been putting in weight too, man. They've got a couple of different clips that went viral as well, on the YouTube page as well. So they've been doing their thing, man. They're way more polished than us at this point, I feel.
And the dope thing about it is we also got the, we got politics as usual. You know what I'm saying? They coming along. Politics season is about to heat right back up. Mm-hmm. So them brothers are still, shout out to them. Shout out to you for the last show that we had with them on that. That was a dope interview.
Yeah, shout out to Jasmine Crockett, man, for coming on, man. My homie from back in the day. Now, yeah.
You know, just kicking it.
Yeah, man, we just dropped another one today, man. Shout out to Double D that filled in. Brandon, my normal co-host, he's moving to Texas. So we had to still get one in because the Champions League draw came out and all that. So we had to discuss that. And that brother, Double D, knows it to a certain level. I just really just give him questions and just let him just wax poetic. He knows about your Uruguayan racism in soccer. That's how deep we was getting on this last episode. He was like breaking it down on levels of, yeah, well, you know, the Senegalese, they normally go to Portugal. You'd be like, how do you know that?
Now, see, it's different. It's different when you start peeping black people from like other countries and like the plight that they be going through. Like, they got their own struggles too, dog. It isn't just us, man. Like I feel like I've always known that, but like when I started seeing like Lewis Hamilton rocking like Black Lives Matter shirts and getting real fired up about it. But then even in like pop culture, like I shout out to Dub. He sent me the thing about Gangs of London.
Yeah. No. Me and him, I put him on Gangs of London.
Well, you didn't put me on it.
I put Dub on Gangs of London.
But you didn't tell me about it though. He had to tell me about it. But yeah. I started peeping that. That's dope. But you got black folks on there, man, with the Cockney accents, you know, mm-hmm. putting in work. It's a whole, yo, black people are putting work in everywhere, man. You always got to remember that. But yeah, so I mean, that's all the stuff we got going on in the network right now.
Yeah, I love 90s music too, man. We got a viral clip going through right now, the Keisha Cole versus Ashanti, the city girl versus the county girl battle. Shout out to Stacey that came up with that. Or for people that's not from St. Louis or from Baltimore, because those are the only two cities that have a city and a county. It's city girl versus suburb girl. But only St. Louis and Baltimore get city versus county.
Right.
Well, Baltimore's the only city that does that.
That's the perfect analogy for what that whole thing was looking like. I don't know. I think Versus is almost getting to that point where it's giving me more than I need. But you know, hey, shout out to the Too Short E40 that's coming up next week, I think.
Yeah, this Saturday.
That's gonna be dope. I'm not gonna understand anything that anybody is saying on that joint, but I mean, it's gonna be dope and it's gonna be good music. So check that out as well.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get Slurricane at the house. You know, he's got a Slurricane actual brand, not making actually Hurricane. He actually has his own brand that where he packaged it up.
Well, if anybody figures it out, it'll be you.
Yeah, and maybe at the PX on King's Natural Bridge.
Nobody smuggles more obscure liquor on the Midwest than you. So I'm sure that
shout out to my crooked my special brew in the basement.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit about what we got coming up. There will be another scenario before the end of the year. We always got to do the end of the year wrap. Also got to do Black Christmas. Because that's coming up as well.
We're going to have a lot of episodes coming up to y'all.
Yeah. And we also got a special guest from SOLC, present and past, that's coming up as well. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be joining us for some hijinks. But let's get into it, man. What we got right now? We got a couple things on tap today. We're going to be hitting on the coronavirus vaccine. As you remember, if you've been sticking with the show since the early part of the year, since we did originally introduce COVID-19 to the Black community in a non-literal sense.
Right. That was our first time we took a little heat.
Yeah. Well, it was the most recent time we did.
Yeah.
Everything's coming full circle now a little bit with that. We'll talk about that. We got some questions about this PS5 being the 2020 Popeye sandwich, which brings us into chapter 27. Of Chicken Wars, I think.
Yeah,
episode 27 of Chicken Wars.
Do we not have sitcoms? What do you have? Like Star Wars is branched off, like The Mandalorian, Clone Wars.
Yeah,
you know, Star Wars Rebels. Like, there's different smaller skirmishes going on now.
Yeah, and we got a couple. We got a new award we're gonna introduce today. And we got a very special blast from the past as well. But before we get into that, man, let's check out these emails that we got going on.
Yeah. Let's jump in the email box. Sorry, I mean, we got a lot of emails from y'all. You know, don't put it on our mind. Put it on our heart.
We had a stack of mail sitting by the door.
Yeah. It's like the episode of Martin where he had that where he was a mail carrier and he came home to Gina. And he was like, you know, baby, did you not deliver all the mail? He's like, no, Gina, these my bills.
One of the things I did to make myself feel better with not facing reality was I started having my bills be emailed to me so they didn't pile up. But then I just started forgetting about them. So that didn't help any. I went back to the paper bill. So, yeah, I feel them.
Because it just stacked up in your email box then.
Yeah. And I mean, it was just I can ignore that. There ain't no shame. You ain't got to put that away when people come over. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to, keep them paper bills rolling.
All right. First up, this one comes from Elliot. He says, I feel slighted and disappointed I didn't get a bracket this past year for March Madness. I understand with COVID going on, but man, y'all could have came up with some kind of bracket for us people in the streets here. So my question is, what is the next bracket? Mm. What would have been the bracket this year and why was it suspended? Thoughts and questions. So this is the interesting question. I think he's saying like, what bracket would have had to be interrupted in general because of it was gonna be that ridiculous. I'm thinking it's like, yeah, we can't do this bracket.
We came up with a couple of them that we had thought about. We started either earlier in the year or late last year, actually working on a huge hip hop bracket,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't get to finish it because it was going. Require bringing some people together for the move, and it just didn't make sense to do that. But also, man, our bracket technology got jammed up though too.
Yeah.
You know,
the site we had shut down.
We should have bought the site. Like it was out there, and we didn't buy it. I'm sure we could have bought it for like $100, and we just didn't do it because we didn't realize it. So our bracket technology got shut down. But that's something that we can bring back. I don't know, man. Tell us what you want us to do brackets of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think the last one we did was Black TV shows.
Black TV, the Blackest TV show, Sanford Sun won and all.
Yeah, so I mean, we got we got plenty of stuff to do. I mean, just because we ain't outside, I've had plenty of time to ponder everything possible this year. So I mean, tell us what you want us to do, man. We can most certainly get it. Activities that will be that will resume in even higher levels of Blackness once the streets open back up.
Yeah,
saying like we got all sorts of things we could do, man. But yeah, let us know. But that's the only reason why really was is that it was going to require bringing too many people together and our technology got jammed up, but we never stopped with the ideas though.
Yeah, no, definitely. Next one comes up from CK. I know who this is. Shout out to you, CK. He says, you all seem to have only have not many white people on your show. because I got to read this one. He's hilarious. You guys seem to not have a lot of white people on the show. You had a guy I played against that wasn't that good on your show. He played hockey against
against Cam?
Yeah, he said, okay. A guy he's played hockey against that wasn't that good. Yes, I didn't get to play in college. No, I didn't go play juniors. No, I didn't play in the NHL. But you know what? I did schedule a fight once against a guy from Lafayette on my last game. But I love y'all's show. Question on top of that is, what would be a sport of someone you all would like to interview but would think you would nowhere in hell want to think people would think about them or get them?
All right, it's a couple of levels there.
Yeah.
I think Cam would even tell you he's not good at hockey. So, yeah. So there's no
break. It's Chris Keevan is his name, if anybody wants to look him up. Chris Keevan.
I think Cam will tell you that. I tell you what, I told Cam, who did spend a decade in the NHL, I said, listen, dude, I can't skate to save my life. I can't do it. I cannot ice skate.
Really? Probably, you can't ice skate at all?
I mean, I did it once, but I was hanging on to my girl's coat. You know, and I'm at least a half person bigger than her. So, and then the second time we went, I had too much happy hour and it just wasn't going
to
work out.
Okay. So you need to go at 12 instead of 5.
But I got a homeboy who played in the NHL. Like, you would think I'd be like, oh, he'll get me together. He's like, hell no, man. No. That's how you get your leg broke. And you know what? And I say, you know what? You're right. Because immediately I flash back to them little kids that be on skates and be throwing them arms around right at your midsection.
Yeah.
And you'd be at the roller rink, and yeah, no, that would be me. So I understand it. But for that second question, somebody that we would interview,
we want to interview, that we would think that people would be like, wow, you're interviewing them, you know, this is crazy. Like, why would you even want to interview him or her?
I mean, I guess that the easy answer is OJ Simpson.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that is the answer, and there's no other reply to that. After that.
I mean,
I think
that is R. Kelly.
Would you really want to interview? I'd rather interview OJ Simpson.
I would interview R. Kelly, and I'd wear that little mask. I would wear the little mask. That little.
Oh, no, the R. Kelly mask.
That little Robin from the Batman show from the 60s.
You're talking about the Pied Piper mask.
Yeah, I would wear it, and I would just sit there looking at him, just blinking the entire time, like he was. Somebody that I would want to interview that people would be like, hell no, why?
Yes.
I don't know, man. He's not gonna have anything to do soon. Let's get Mike Pence on here.
Ooh, damn.
Why not?
Yeah.
Roll up old the outgoing VP. Let's get him on. That'll be fun. I just would have some questions. You know how he don't answer no questions? I would just keep answering questions and it would just get into a huh? What? Huh?
And then he'd be like, then he'd lean over talking to his PR rep, like,
huh? Huh?
Yeah. So you didn't screen. They said they were part of the Black Republicans. Oh, yeah. They don't look like it.
No. No. Oops, pal, surprise.
Yeah.
We're actually part of the MAFA party, the MAGA party.
Yeah.
We're the MAFA party.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally pushed the wrong button because the F and G are next to each other on the keyboard.
Funny how that happens. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to shoot for the stars. Those would be some guys I'd be like, all right, fine. I got some questions for y'all. Why not?
Yeah, man, it's going to be interesting with everything going on. So, I mean, nope. Those are the pretty good emails we got. Everybody else was just kind of either admonishing us for not coming back so soon or just giving us shout-outs. We should appreciate all the shout-outs, but we got so much we want to jump into. We may jump back into those emails over time.
All right, man. Well, so first things first, 9 months after we brought it to the table here regarding the highly controversial Black People Can't Get the Coronavirus episode of the scenario, which did not age well. It did not. Even though it was completely in jest and completely making fun of the idea that somebody would think that in the first place, you know how people are really serious.
They only look at the title, didn't listen to none of the episode.
It worked. It was one of the most effective episodes we've ever had. However, now we are at the point where we've got a vaccine that's on the table. And one would think, all right, here we go. Let's get back. Let's get it back cracking. We out here. Let's get this thing taken care of. Wrong.
Wrong.
That is not where we're at. Instead, I think we're at the precipice of the great Black Civil War. Finally.
We've been talking about this for a while.
I think it's finally coming. I think that the first tremors of it were about 7-8 months ago on Facebook, back when everybody was still really staying at home and started arguing with each other and started asking weird ass questions like every day on Facebook because they didn't know what was going to happen, and on Twitter as well. But now we're at the point where there really is a way out. I mean, like a scientifically proven way out, as opposed to I'm just going to go ahead and hit the hookah bar because I live in Atlanta. I don't give a fuck. But it's
that's a look, Atlanta, y'all out there wilding.
Yeah, that's a sidebar. We're going to get into that too. But the vaccines here, nobody is, and I'm not going to say nobody. I would say that it's a very divided topic, to say the least. What would you, as the as a congressman for Black America,
mm-hmm.
what would you say is the percentage split on where Black folks are at with the vaccine?
The polls say 50-50.
What do you think that is on the age demographics?
They're saying older people are skewing more towards taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying anybody 18 or under doesn't count. You got to throw them out because they're in the under the wheelhouse or whatever, you know, parental situation they're under to right. have to take it. But I would say the main ones that are really tripping is everybody under 50, 18 to 50. 18 to 55.
Okay. That's where the skepticism.
Yeah, because you got a lot. The early HOTEP guys are around that 53, 54. Like, those are the early generation HOTEPs. So that's why I said I want to say, you know what? I'm going to even extend it even more. If you AARP card and below, like if you don't have AARP card, you probably it's 50-50 for everything below.
Well, but if you get too far up over AARP level, you almost is at a dug in Black man, Black woman age where you just.
Yeah, but you like, you know what? I ain't got that much to lose. Well, I got a lot more to lose if I don't take this.
I ain't got that much to lose either way.
Yeah, so I might as well take the vaccine. So if I do die, maybe my family can cut a check at the minimum. Like a small little life insurance policy.
Okay. Okay.
So, but then the other upside of it is I get to live.
Yeah. See, and that, and so, all right. So then that goes into, I think that the.
And I can date me a woman that's 35 years old now.
The battleground really seems to be. Jesus Christ. The battleground really seems to be for me, at least when I'm seeing between like 27 to like 40. There's a lot of people in that range who's like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing it. But here's the thing. The people that are 27 to 40 is also the same people who parents had them getting taking shots when they was 1 year old, too.
Got them booster shots popping.
Right. So every vaccine that you already are deep in the vaccine game because your generation, our generation, that shit was just mandatory. It was just what was going down.
Yeah, you couldn't get into school. And that's what's going to happen next is that they're going to stop people like it's going to be like a school flu thing where mm-hmm. you either got to show up with a negative test or you're going to have to show up with the vaccine.
And I'm going to do some street math real quick to go with mm-hmm. some of the numbers that we look at. Because I've thought about, you know, what the buy-in on the vaccine is going to be. Just with mm-hmm. some pure numbers based on Nigonomics.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be the people who never stopped moving in the first place. Like the people that were still at brunch every weekend. The ones that's at the hookah bar. The ones who are still popping over, like when you see the little house parties. Oh, I just had a couple people over. Them people. We just had a little kick. I call it the kickback crew.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a little kickback. You know?
And it's not a couple of people. It's 15.
Yes, yeah, it's like 15 to 20. But when you count all the people that have come and gone, but it's like, oh no, everybody wasn't there at the same time. Like, all right, that's not how things move at all. That's actually the worst way for this to go. But I digress. That group isn't messing with it. They're like, I'm good because they already have, their life really hasn't changed that much, you know? So for them, they kind of like, it's like, why am I doing this? It doesn't make much sense.
I probably already had it already.
Right. Or it's like, it's not that big of a deal. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of it. And I'm gonna put myself in this other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that ain't gone outside in months.
So you have no immunities. You're saying you have no immunities.
I mean,
You haven't been out in the wild.
I might. I read something that actually said a study that people with asthma might have more developed ability to fight this thing off because our our systems have been more used to fighting things off longer. So it's like a more developed immune system. Now, that was just one article I read. I'm really not up to testing that. But people that are really like, for me, the entire thing has been a common sense thing. What's the easiest way for me not to get this is to not be out in the world. So I'm just not going to be out in the world. Time will pass. It'll be fine. I've wasted years doing a lot worse things than just staying at the crib. But I'm going to say that's like 10 to 20% on both sides of it, like the far left and the far right of politics. Mm-hmm. And then you got a lot of people in the middle. And the people in the middle, them the people that like sit back and watch a fight. And like, they just like, oh, let's just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Or like when there's a car accident and you drive by, mm-hmm. you want to kind of see what went on. Like, damn, somebody got messed up over there. Them going to be the people that's really going to have to make some of the decision making in the middle that's really going to sway other people.
I'm going to go front. I'm in that category.
I know. So it's like, that's going to be the one where people got to go into business for themselves and decide just what the thing is. But I think that you're going to eventually, like you were saying, there's going to be some sanctions and some rules that go into place that's going to push people in, and they're going to have to get out there and get involved.
Yeah. So what do you think about people that like myself that is like, I'm going to let a whole bunch of white people get it before me?
Well, I think that you're going to be the people that is going to check with the people like me and be like, hey, what that thing hidden for? like for me, but here's the thing, that group of people, like that people, that 60%, 70% or so, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with that. But here's the thing, low key, even I'm in that group to an extent, because there's going to be hella people that get it before me. Like, hella people are going to get it before I do. Like, so like, if something was going to happen, even by the time I get a chance to get it, it's going to have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't work at a hospital. I don't live in a long-term healthcare facility. I'm trying to position myself as a high-risk person due to a respiratory disease. It let me be able to do some, I was able to cast an absentee ballot because of that. So maybe my doctor could get me in a little bit earlier.
Did you ride up a little bit more?
Yeah, get me rocking a little bit earlier. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I understand it. I get it. What I don't get is some of the debate about it. And this is where we got to today. So I'm going to pose this to you and you just let me know. Is the coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine the new $200 dates debate?
Yes. It's going to tear the black community apart, number one.
The $200 to $200 date debate has been tearing the seams out of the black community for at least 6 years now.
100%. Oh, yes.
I want, like, the spread of that mirrors the spread of the coronavirus, where it started in a far eastern corner of Twitter, and then it just took over the black community afterwards from that point.
Yeah, so with this virus, you know, and all that stuff, not virus and all that stuff, but the vaccine, I'm saying, it's partly our own fault, I feel, and it's partly the media's fault, is that we mistrust everything so much. If this is in 1995, motherfuckers have been lining up to get this. Now, not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that we do need we need an NPR station that's going to just give facts, no opinion.
BNPR?
Or a black NPR, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Where is this going to give just facts? Like, okay, this is literally what the tests are saying. Now, those are the tests are saying this. Now, we're not telling you to go ahead and take it. We're just telling you the reporting, what they're saying is this or that.
Now, see, here's the thing I worry about, though, too, is that, like, the minute that one person has some struggles, it's going to be played up like 100 people did, though.
Oh, for sure. It could be just one side effect. If there's 99%, you know, effective rate, and then it's 1% of a person throws up it for 5 days afterwards, they're going to focus on that 1%, that one person out of 100.
When things like that happen, though, I have questions. You know, I'm a journalist. Mm-hmm. That's my background. So that one person throws up, what if they was up hitting the Hennessy hard the night before, and then that COVID vaccine got in there with that Hennessy and got them all stirred up?
Oh, you know what? That could be a very, very heavy trial with that.
And I'd be like, bro, was you going to throw up anyway? See, it's not about that.
It's that vaccine I took, man. It's running through me. That's and, you know, that's what somebody say they're running is running through.
And here's how it's gonna happen, because they're gonna have to make excuses for something else, because they wasn't supposed to be over there where they was before they got their shot.
Oh, and it because it'd be a trace where you've been.
Yes. Then it would be contact tracing, which, while I believe has some validity, is maybe the biggest threat of the entire COVID-19 to the Black family. Contact tracing could tear the Black family apart.
Like, where were you?
Because brothers that was previously able to balance multiple lives are not able to do that anymore, because now they have a little dot on them that's contact tracing if they've been close to the Rona.
Yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with this vaccine. I mean, we got a sister out here saying that, you know, we need the 21st. Hold on, I'm going to read her direct tweets for people.
Yeah, so who is this? Let's put it out there.
I have no idea who it is. It's just someone out there. I believe Akbar X was trying to holler at her some months back when she was talking, when she did the whole Kobe thing about Kobe with the number 24. Mm-hmm. You know, he just fell in love. You know, he was just saying he was in love with her. You know, and he really wanted to try to get to know her in some fashion or some way. So let me see. Where is that at? Let me see. Because I sent you the post on it. All right. So it's it's Lottie Dot. So like Lottie Dottie, but so it's LOTTIDOT if you're not, if you're listening via web. She says, yeah, I know this pandemic is worldwide. No, someone asked, is talking in a thread. They go, y'all know this pandemic is worldwide. Everything isn't always about the U.S. government. I read a tweet that said, okay, Americans think this pandemic is a political propaganda. Meanwhile, people around the world are still fighting it. Then our friend Lottie Dot says, yeah, but at the same time, this disease was created in China. It was only supposed to be supposed to attack us, meaning Black people. Mm-hmm. Then a guy altered it to make it attack everyone. Yeah, it's worldwide, but the government ain't handling it as they should be with their ultimate motives. It is ultimate motives. Ultimate motives is a vaccine to after our genetic code. Just wondering, what would it be? What would be, then someone responds to them, what would be the benefit of the government modifying everyone's genetic code? So she's saying genetic codes are being modified through this vaccine. She goes, as Black people, genetically, we are stronger and smarter than everyone else. We are more creative in the creative. And on December 21st, our real DNA will be unlocked and majority will be able to do things that we thought we were fixed, that we thought were fiction. Learn who you are as people. They want to make us average.
So here's my question. You know my question right away. First of all, I want to know what's happening on 12/21. Are we getting the Terrigen mist? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we all going to come out and be like Barry Bonds? Like, just let me know. Because, is it just because it's the same number twice? Like, you know, one of the things I'm fascinated in is the mind.
I didn't even think about that 12, 21, 21. I didn't even think about that shit. God damn.
See? You know, the thing I'm most fascinated in is the mind of a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. How does that get started? And these little messages right here is how that thing happens. Just while you was reading that caption, I was looking at another thing on Facebook. Guy said, I can hear it now. If you took the vaccine in 2021, you may be entitled to compensation. I said, okay. I said, then run me my compensation then, fam.
And then there's a dude
down the thing who says, mm-hmm, remember, I am legend. which is
hold on, remember, remember, that's like remember Malcolm X, like, you know, remember Martin Luther King.
Like, it's like remembering the Million Man March, or like remember apartheid, remember it.
Hold on, you compare I Am Legend to the, well, okay.
Like, what I'm doing, like, I got a theory that the pandemic is going to cause a lot of relationships and friendships to not exist through it. Like, when
is this the second phase of the Trump excursion? The first part was the Trump people. Now we're doing this.
Well, so what I'm gonna ask you, because you introduced this theory to me, when we talk about the Black versions of things, as mm-hmm. we are prone to do around here, is the vaccine gonna lead to the Black version of Q9?
Yeah, pause for that for a second. Somebody wants to talk to you, man. Hold on. Let me get into here to the vault here, man. Let me just go get him, man. Hold on, man.
Oh no. Somebody left the door open.
How you doing, my brother? How you doing, my brother?
My brother Akbar.
Yeah, it's a long time, man. Long time talking to you, brother Matt.
Yeah, man. How you been doing, brother?
Have
you
been holding up, keeping a white man's foot off my neck every day?
I haven't talked to you since the election. I don't think we talked since the election.
Oh, you talking about Joe Biden and Mammy Harris?
Oh,
Kamami Harris. I call Kamami Harris.
Okay. My fault.
Yeah, you know, Kamami Harris, you know.
Did you vote? Did you make your way to the polls?
No, I mean, well, the problem was my ankle bracelet was kind of on the fritz a little bit. So anytime I kind of walked out the door, it kind of would, you know, do a little different thing that it wasn't supposed to do, my brother. It kind of messed up, you know.
I understand.
You want to hear about Q9. Now, Q9 has how many letters in it, my brother?
I'm not sure. Six?
It's five.
Five? Okay.
Five. Now, I don't like Q9 because a lot of racist brothers over there. A lot of Picklewoods is my grandpappy would say over there in the Fochan area over there in the little app they didn't all move to. What is it called, my brother?
Salon.
They moved over to the Salon, my brother. Now, some things they on point with, some things they not. I like to call it Black On, not Q9, Black On. We have a lot of more issues, my brother, that we are dealing with within our community. And I don't appreciate, for first instance, my brother, man, the last sister y'all disparaged previously talking about her tweets. That woman is beautiful. I would like y'all to direct me towards her. She can be on Akbar, you know, for the love of Akbar. I'm trying to see if we can cast her. That is a woman that will definitely win. She's my hoops. You know,
Akbar, we need to get you set up on Twitter to get your take out there in the world.
You know what? And I'm actually starting a show coming up right before the new year called 3 Minutes with Akbar.
Okay.
Because the white man won't give me five. And that'll be coming very, very soon. Because I got a lot to get off my chest and I'm at home on house arrest. So why not, you know, my brother, go ahead and put in that. But let me get in this Q9 for you, though. Five letters in Q9.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Those five letters in Q9 have a lot to do with the conspiracy against LeBron James. Now, hold on with the you can hold your thoughts here because Kobe is better than LeBron. We already know that, my brother. And now LeBron James is actually involved with Black Nine. I call Black Nine.
Oh, okay.
See, he's on the inside. They were doing some of the children at the pizzeria. They were some of them people, not LeBron, but because I don't like to say who was involved. They were at the Rib Shack doing the same thing that they were doing at the pizzeria in Q9.
Rib Shack pizza. Okay, gotcha.
You see, I mean, you know, we don't like to be at pizzerias that much. It was at the Rib Shack, you know. And okay. If you've seen, now, keep it in the present day. Kobe died in January, the first month of the year.
Yes.
He said 12/21/2020. Now, she's a little bit off, though. I love her. I got to get educated a little bit. Now, she'd have been a little bit more on point if she went 12/21/21, not 20.
Okay, so she's a
year
early.
She's a year early. Now, I don't know if that sister's trying to get us prepared. She may be ingenious because she's trying to get us prepared early.
Well, you know, they did say that Jupiter and Saturn were closer to the Earth than they have been in 800 years this past weekend.
Exactly. And we are in the age of Aquarius right now as well. A lot of information is out there for us. So now,
and how many rings are around Saturn?
Thousands.
Okay.
Thousands. And it represents all the thousand iniquities done to black people. That's
how many moons does Jupiter have?
Thousands.
Okay, thousands. All right, cool.
So thousands.
Parallel.
Thousands. Okay. Thousands of them. And I don't even know, you know, I kind of.
How many points did Kobe Bryant score?
Thousands. Same thing. You are. Look at you. Look at you, my brother. Look at you. Look at you with the mathematics.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even think about that. Hold on. I got to put that in the book. That's something I didn't think about. Saturn's rings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said Jupiter's moons equal Kobe Bryant's all-time scoring record. How many points Kobe scored? That's all that together.
Brother, Kobe scored 33,643 points and averaged an even 25 points per game.
And that's how many there are, the moons and rings and also all the other things you would believe in.
Now, how many titles did Kobe Bryant win?
Six.
Kobe Bryant won five.
No, see, that's what they want you to think.
Then explain which one didn't happen. Explain the one I missed.
That one against Boston, that was the, you see, it was what's Boston? All white people, right?
Yes.
They didn't want that black man to get that ring. Okay. So what they did is they used some of those coons on the Boston Celtics to disparage this black man named Kobe Bryant from getting the rings to equal another equally coon, Michael Jordan.
Oh, wow. All right. So
Didn't get that, though. You didn't get all that.
If Kobe Bryant had six titles, as you say, instead of the five.
Yes, six. And arguably, it could be seven, but I don't want to go there with that.
Who else was associated with number six? LeBron James in Miami.
Yeah, he said 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right.
And he kept counting.
Right.
So I don't know. I just wanted to put a little math out there to make
No. I got the real mathematics for it. So we have a situation now with Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. And what they're trying to do is they want to inject us to be, and the sister was getting a little bit there with the DNA for us, but she didn't get to the next level of the mark of the beast. That's what's in that vaccine. That's how they're going to be able to track you. Soon, you're going to be able to go to Walgreens and just scan your vaccine. And they'll know how much money you got to be able to pay for your Pepsi.
Okay. That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
See, Black Mirror is way ahead of the time, though. See, I don't like, it was originally called the Blackest African American on the Mount Rock Mirror, but they changed it, though, and everything. And
that took a lot out of that, if that's what happened.
Yeah, no, but that's what the white man does. That's what the white man does. They don't want you to get the full history of what it is, because Black Mirror was actually started by a black man named Theolis.
Oh, okay. Well, that was one of the things that we can look forward
to. They stole it from him.
That's one of those things we can look forward to in 3 minutes with Akbar. But Brother Akbar, before we let you go, man, I mean, do you got any other jewels that we need to know? It's been a busy year. It's been a busy fall. What's one last parting shot you want to give us before we
Kamala Harris having a white man is all you need to know about what everything we finna see going for black people.
You know, another thing I heard, but you don't have to react to this now. I just want you to know it, is that also they celebrate Hanukkah as well.
Oh, he's Jewish?
And how many?
So he's Jewish.
And how many candles?
So he's Jewish. Her Kamala Harris is.
I don't know. They gave a Hanukkah statement. So there's a chance.
Oh, if he's Jewish, this is even crazier then, because you know they was enslaving us at the beginning of it all. They was getting.
You got to go back in time. That's the original black on black battle. Was back then in those days in Israel, in Jerusalem.
And you know we the first, you know we Jewish in general, right? We're the first Jews.
Yeah, I've heard such. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
all right, brother Akbar. But hey, thanks for coming by.
No. See, you trying to cut me off like the white man does.
No, I'm not.
That's why 3 minutes of Akbar is necessary.
Exactly. I just want you to. I don't want.
And
you
I'm
to
and and it might is it you that made me only be able to get 3 minutes, man? Since this is your network, is you the one that said that?
You brought this to me. Actually, I didn't even know this was happening.
No. I think. Is it a white man above? Let me, you know what? I'm going to do my research on the SLOC network before I put anything else in here. Because I think it's a white man that's running this right now.
Okay.
Because I think it's you're laughing, you're sniggling and giggling like it's a guy named Chad sitting above you pulling all the strings. I don't appreciate this.
Okay. Well, let me know what you find. And we'll do what we need to do to get that straightened up. Akbar X, everybody. Akbar.
See y'all. 3 minutes of Akbar coming soon. The real blackness on a real level. Shout out to you, Kamala Harris. Man, Akbar had a lot to say, man.
Akbar was upset, man.
Yeah, I mean, when I came back in, man, he was accusing you of having a white guy named Chad running a network, and then he just told me it was some other guy named Steve and some other people, and Black Nine was going to research it on their new website called blacknine.com. I don't know what's going on.
There's a lot going on. We need to get that brother on Twitter. We need to get that, and he told me that he's got a show apparently that's coming up. So
yeah, 3 minutes with Akbar.
Okay. Well, all right. 3 minutes. I guess, did you give him the 3 minute Kia questions? We need to get you to interview Akbar sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he just asked me, he's like, man, you know, how do I was like, man, we got a lot of content coming up. And I was like, you can't fit you in. He was like, I mean, I'll just do 5 minutes. I was like, man, that's still kind of a lot. He was like, well, damn, 3 minutes then. I was like, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I guess 3 minutes, you know, fill it up. You know, I can, that's easy to edit.
All right, so you know, we're gonna see how this vaccine works out. But while the vaccine is working out, my final thing I'll say about that, and I'm sure we'll cover this in real time as it goes along. I think that of that 60% that's in the heart of that, you're gonna see about 70% of that 60 move towards doing it.
Why are they gonna do that?
Because there's gonna be three reasons why.
Okay.
Number one. And this is the one I don't know if it's going to be possible to do. We might need to get our legal counsel on to discuss this. There's going to be some employers that's going to be requiring it.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that already.
Yeah. There's going to be some employers that are going to be requiring. Number two, people are just going to see it and be like, all right, man, you know, if he good, you know, we straight, we'll do it. The long-term hoteps are going to be like, oh, no, in 10 years, you know, we might sprout wings or a third leg or pass out or something. Number three. People gonna want to travel, man. What do Black people love doing more than anything else? Getting a Groupon vacation trip and putting pictures of it on Instagram.
Going to Jamaica.
That has taken the place of baseball as the national pastime for Black people, is taking pictures and tagging where they at on vacation. That is one of the favorite pastimes for Black people. I think they had a special to go to Tulum, on Tulum, however the hell you say it. I've been there. I still don't know how to say it. I think they had a special last week because everybody was down there.
Yes. Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Tulum.
Yeah. Like one in every seven people on Instagram was down there. So they must have had a Groupon special for people to be able to go.
Yeah, but it's Tulum.
As these places start to open back up and start to receive Americans again, but they say you can't come unless, then people are going to start to get it, because you know Black people don't want to have their travel messed up.
Right. They definitely don't want their travel messed up. Like, there's zero possibility of that travel being messed up.
After this whole year of being on vacation, people need to take a vacation. So it's going to be an exodus that happens with that. I think that the circumstances of life are going to push more people to get it.
Because I know internationally they said that you're going to have to get a vaccine, definitely, and if you want to travel international.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's going to cause some people to feel like they have to get a vaccine to go to Miami. But we'll leave them to where they at. So we'll see. I got to go to Hawaii. I got to get a vaccine. Like, why? That's in America. But all right, whatever. You know, so, but at any rate, there's also another pressing matter that requires our attention as well. And there's another, I think, that's brewing, and it's come together a lot quicker. There's another chicken war.
Chicken war is woo.
However, it's not just purely a chicken war. It's a video game war.
And break this down for people.
And it's also spilling into other areas of the society as well. So, you know, since early November, the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X, I think, I don't know. I got an opinion about Xbox, but I'll save that for another time. But it's, Xbox is like the Reebok of a video game system. and I don't understand why people choose to wear Reeboks on purpose, but neither here nor there. We'll come back to that at some later point. But the PlayStation 5 has been selling out nonstop. People have been doing everything short of selling a little ass to get a PlayStation 5 on deck by the holidays. But people have been doing whatever it takes to get it. And now it's become the must-have item. People,
100%.
There was people with an air mattress in the middle of a pandemic sleeping outside of a GameStop just to get a PlayStation 5 on Thanksgiving. So...
When did we get to this point?
The last time we saw something like this was, of course, the great chicken wars of 2019.
Yeah, I mean,
when people was waiting in line for an hour at Popeyes to get a chicken sandwich, and now you can get two for $7.
Damn, that's a lot. Yeah, damn. Like, how much more is it? Say, how much more can a brother go through with these wars?
So it's a $500 chicken sandwich, basically, is what the PlayStation 5 is. Before you get any toppings, before you get yourself a bun, some pickle, any mayonnaise, a barbecue sauce, anything, it's $500 just for the chicken. At this point.
Oh man! Like so, so you saying that because you only get you? Do you even get a second controller? This is just one controller.
No, it's one controller. That's the fries. That's that little bag of fries.
I don't even think you get, like, they got some special headsets. Some you don't get those either.
No, hell no, you don't get that. That special headset like $70,
and no games either. Of course,
you can buy a bundle. Now, if you buy a bundle, which is going to hit you for about between $550 to $690-$700, then you can get a whole sandwich.
Like if we what about, okay, let me put it like this. Could the PlayStation be the thing that saves people to go get, what if they say you got to get a vaccine to go get your PlayStation?
It would definitely help, because here's the thing. I've never done crack cocaine in my life. And I don't plan on starting anytime soon.
Right.
However, I did sit in line for 40 minutes to get a chicken sandwich because I needed to know. That chicken sandwich felt culturally significant to me to understand what was going on there. Popeyes, as you know, holds a special place in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And if there's a new version of Popeyes, I felt like it was my duty to my culture and to my people to know what was going on there. So I did that.
I agree.
I did that.
Okay.
PlayStation is a little different though. So earlier today, I spent 6 hours on my phone clicking add to cart on two websites, and I still don't own a PlayStation. Let me tell you something else that happened mm-hmm. here. I actually bought one from another retailer, and then they canceled the order and gave me my money back.
Oh, wow. They didn't have enough. They gave your money back.
They gave me all my money back and gave me some store credit on top of that, which I flipped that store credit into about 4 Christmas gifts.
Hey, look, the gift that keeps on giving.
I set an alarm to get out of bed to try for it a couple of times early in the morning. Me and my homeboy have a network of exchanging information for when they come up. But here's the reason why I say I've never done crack cocaine. Until now. Because that has to be what this is. This has to be what it feels like to be addicted to smack and to see your life going down some places it's not supposed to.
It's like the Chris John song, watching my life go down.
Exactly. I don't got no haircut, but I'm trying to get a PlayStation. This PlayStation is ruining my life. I'm asking a relative to try to get it for me while I'm trying for myself because it's calling me. But you know what, Daryl? I'm gonna tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that in my life anymore.
You off that narcotic.
I still got a PlayStation 4.
And I'm going to rock mine out at least for about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to let it chill out. I think that my when I get the vaccine, then I'll go and get a PlayStation and stand in line for it like a regular human being.
You ain't doing no mattress outside of there.
No, I'm not. I've only slept in the streets once to acquire something. And that was back in the day before they sold tickets on the internet for the Cardinals mm-hmm. playoffs in 96.
You had to get that to that box office. I mean, all that ticket
outside that box office. Yep. And that was the only thing. However, this PlayStation is also causing issues between males and females as well.
Go ahead with that.
So, you know, when we talk about the $200 dates, the PlayStation is also becoming the $200 date because I think that in girl mind, if you can spend $500 on a video game, that's 2.5 $200 dates.
Yeah.
After tax, it's about 2.75 $200 date. And you know how our fund likes to get pit against their sense of importance. So if that PlayStation seemed more important than that $200 date, and then check it out, that $200 date is even more intense because you at home with each other nonstop, unless you live in Atlanta and you're going to the hookah bars together. But that's a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know Atlanta's already, you already got it jumping off.
Houston, Atlanta, all Dallas. The Drake cities. Yes, the Drake cities are what I'll call them.
The Drake circuit.
Yes, yes. So they but
every city where Drake then fell in love with a stripper at.
Yes. Well, good Lord. Yeah. That's why the pandemic is raging strong, brother. But we got all these things. People are going to extreme levels in order to live this lifestyle. Like the guy that had the PlayStation 5 sitting in the living room unplugged and said it was an air purifier. Until the lady caught on and threw it out.
That motherfucker tried to do an update in the middle of the night. It was like, Thomas, are you ready for your update?
And it's like, who's this bitch?
Like, she thought it was a chick. Like, oh, that's how you talk to your bitches now, through that, huh? That's how you talk to them.
Hey, I tell you what, that PlayStation 5 do look sexy, though. It's got some curves. It does. Got some curves to it. It's got some different, it's two different models out there. It's some features. It looked like it might be a threat. But you hit me to the game about how this also, Cardi B has somehow moved into this space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I want to take a step back in a little bit more. How people, women are now being pressured to get this PlayStation 5 for their man, one.
Yes, I would like to say I am one of those men that's pressuring that pressure into play.
And then number two, then you got the people on the other side that are like, if instead of getting that PlayStation 5, why don't you go get you an LLC?
Right. Oh, or my favorite one. Yeah, while y'all out here buying PlayStation 5s, you need to be getting you some land with that money. I was like, hold up, how much land you getting $500? I said, you know what, fam? It's cool. You can keep that pavement square in front of your house, that one pavement square sidewalk. I'm going to get that PlayStation. I'm good.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Go buy some stocks with that $500. How about if you played stocks the right way, you let your stocks pay for your PlayStation?
But then think about that. People be like, yo, you know, if you could have that business is going to get you passive income, and then you better get as many PlayStations you want.
This, I think that this year has destroyed our common sense. I think the 2020 has done more damage to our common sense than any year before it, or probably any year after it.
But why do you think it's 2020? What happened in 2020 in your mind?
People have spent way too much time with the internet this year.
Yeah, because they just sit at the crib chilling.
Right.
They don't have a lot of time to, and then on top of that, you really don't have a lot of time to vibe and like bounce stuff off of people with before you just put it out there on the net. You're like, man, let me talk to such as about this. Or maybe when we all get up, let me ask them about this before you just put it out there.
Yeah. People have lost their sense and they sense of checks and balances. Cause you know what's important for brothers to do is to gather at the barbershop. This pandemic has removed gathering at the barbershop as a common sense thing, unless you live in Atlanta. So it's
that's an ongoing thing, people.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless you live in Atlanta. So without the barbershop, you see what happens when the black man think tank can't occur.
Yeah. So what about going forward with your analogy going forward with the Cardi B spending so much money? She said $87,000 purse. Mm-hmm. She was buying. She's like, hey, what do y'all think about this purse? Me trying to put this money is $87,000 purse. And a lot of people was going in on her. Now,
I think that's a long-term struggle that people have had when they don't understand what money means to one person in comparison to them. Like, yeah, you can't count your dollars against another person's dollars, because $8,700 to her might be the equivalent of a pair of Jordans to you and me.
Yeah, because so even think about it, even on a bigger scale of like a homeless person, you giving them a dollar may feel like $100 to you.
Right.
You know, that dollar may get them a couple of White Castles and keep them fed for a couple of days off of that. You just don't know the situation of where they are. And they probably look at you like that, like, man, this mug here come up and getting a 20 pack by itself, knowing he's going to waste it.
Right. Right. and so I'm okay with this analogy, with that comparison, if you allow for me to call people, say people have homeless mentalities when they talk about other people's money.
Yes, we can do homeless mentalities.
All right. So here's the thing I'm going to say. People, you need to shake that homeless mentality. Stop worrying about what somebody else's purse costs. Ladies, stop counting them PlayStations as the amount of $200 dates you didn't get, especially if you hadn't had a $200 date in the first place. If your dates usually hover around $60 to $70, that PlayStation might just be more important than that date.
60 to 70. Isn't that the average date in general, about 60-70 bucks?
No, I think it, actually I saw something about that. It's much higher than that, I think. But I think of it again, it goes into what you counting to be a date. Now I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but that's different when it's your lady, though. That's different.
Well, it depends on who you are as yeah. well. And this actually gives a segue into another topic that we didn't put on this list that we need to talk about. And we need to talk about that brother's video when he was talking to that lady about her standards and about whether she was.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin Samuels and the commentary. That's the video commentary went a little viral. He's right and wrong at the same time, just like she is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you. I think you had the post earlier today that what yeah. you learned this year.
That's how I learned, man. You can be right and wrong at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely can be. And commentary covered that so well. I'm going to definitely not step on their topic and let it get to the point. But that mentality goes into the level of dates that you're seeing too, right?
So you think people are going on more dates now?
No, but I hope not, unless they're in Atlanta. But I think that for the most part, people aren't doing more of that stuff. But that's why frustrations, the PlayStation has basically become, oh, that's that new bitch.
Okay, so
it's competing for attention and taking dollars. And there's a whole squadron of people that don't like that. But you can't complain at a cat that ain't out in the streets doing nothing. So you got to complain at him for what he's doing in the crib.
Okay.
But it's like 16 dates, because if you on the wings and fries date circuit, that's different than the Ruth's Chris or
the Mortensons.
Yeah, or the Mortons. It depends on the caliber of what the date is to you, you know. So I mean, but that's a whole nother thing. If you getting a box of Franzia and some fries, that's a lot different. That's
a lot different. No Franzia, you know what I'm saying? If you living like that, that's all.
That's a lot different than prisoner and risotto. I'm just gonna put it that way. And getting some truffles on that risotto, it's a different type of thing. But
the woman got to be cool with you getting that risotto and popping it off too. So she may not be fucking with the risotto.
True, true. So I'm just gonna say that how you look at that PlayStation is probably gonna be in scale to how you looking at the big picture of life in general.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily need to buy now, but I'm not mad or shitting on nobody because they want to
do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. I mean, clearly, kick it. Live like you in Atlanta. So all right. So moving right along, it's time to bring a new theory to the scenario.
Oh no,
theory verse. You know, in the past, we've done this many different ways. We've had the Jussie Smollett theory.
Yep.
We've had Fofty.
Fofty.
Which will be back.
It's a matter of time. He's not bored yet. He's working, actually.
It's coming back. He's getting his post-Trump campaign together. We've also had the Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet. You know, we've had many things here. However, in lieu of breaking a new stone into the gauntlet, we think it's time to bring another idea to the table here. Mm. And that's going to be the Stephen.
The step and fetch it.
The Stephen is going to function as an award that we give out to brothers who have earned it by putting their soul on the line at an extreme level. The inaugural recipient of the Stephen.
You got to break this one down because I didn't even know about this till you sent it to me.
And by the way, the Stephen is in honor of Samuel L. Jackson's character from Django.
Yep, Stephen, for your reference.
Who just could not believe that nigga was on that nag. He just could not believe it. And it just took him out of sorts to see such a thing like that, to see a black man living his life well and doing what he needed to do. He just couldn't do it. He couldn't wrap his mind around that idea. He was stuttering and everything. And sometimes I read things that black people do and it makes me stutter a little bit in my mind. And this is one, and this particular one right here, Alan West, definitely made me stutter when I was trying to consider what exactly was going on with him. So yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I need to pull it up so that I can get it ready here.
Yeah. So the crawl, I would say, in someone about this in your eyes is what? Like, where they're like really kind of
like when you've walked away from who you are so far, yeah. You can't find your way back. So the headline on this that happened, this all happened while we were trying to get to the Electoral College vote, getting everything done. You know,
on the what's, march to something the, like that.
What's the Santa Claus thing? You making a list, checking it twice?
Twice, yep. Want to find out who's naughty or nice?
Yeah, so I mean, they've checked this list for Joe Biden being eligible to be president over on the GOP. It feels like at least 14 times at this point. You know, everything from Rudy Giuliani sweating soy sauce to Trump doing everything to appeal into the Supreme Court, and I think next he's going to appeal to his mama to tell on everybody for voting on Joe Biden and hope she can turn it around. But the headline on this is Texas GOP Chairman Alan West's statement on Supreme Court decision.
Okay.
So when I see that, I say Texas GOP Chairman, I immediately think, oh man, you know.
Here we go.
White dude, looks like Rush Limbaugh. Wrong.
Nope, because Georgia's big. Texas big.
It is. So here's the thing. Alan West said that, and I quote, the Supreme Court in tossing the Texas lawsuit that was joined by 17 states and 106 U.S. congressmen has decreed that a state can take unconstitutional actions and violate its own election law, resulting in damaging effects on other states that abide by the law, while the guilty state suffers no consequences. This decision establishes a precedent that says states can violate the U.S. Constitution and not be held accountable. This decision will have far-reaching ramifications for the future of our constitutional republic. All right, so here's the hook, and this is when the Stephen was clinched. Perhaps law-abiding states should bond together and form a union of states that will abide by the Constitution.
Only unions when it's convenient for them.
Basically what he said is that forming a union, that's called secession. And we see how that's worked out for these states in the past about seceding from everybody else because you don't like how one part of it went, which has therefore made this election be equated with slavery, which now means we need to update what year it is in Texas.
I mean, a lot of these black Republicans that are stomping for Trump are fiscal Republicans. So, and that's a whole nother thing within itself. But Trump really gravitated those people, those same people that were in suits that were just chilling out of Hollywood and stuff like that. They wasn't on this, man. They just was a simple drug dealer.
No, this is the Kool-Aid getting drank.
Yeah.
And now they cut off their nose to spite their face.
Yeah,
you turn it on your people. Because here's the thing, I want to give a little preview of coming attractions. If you succeed from the rest of the union, they ain't gonna treat your black ass no better in your new country.
Hey, that's real.
You gonna be cooking dinner and you're gonna be pulling up chairs just like Stephen, and you're gonna be convinced that it's the happiest, most fulfilling version of life. But right before they have your ass doing Mandingo fighting on the floor for their entertainment, just like Trump doing with the wires over these black folks who's out here stomping for him even after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all this shit's all complicated, man. There's no one direct white answer, you know, period. But you do what's best for you. But I mean, quesera, man, fuck them.
Exactly. That's all it is. But actions like this do make him be a prime inaugural recipient of the Stephen.
So oh, for sure. Shout out to you, Alan. Like, I knew a lot about him previously. I'd read some stuff from his, maybe, what was it, 2008, somewhere around there? Maybe somewhere like this. It was an older book talking about him and stuff. And I was like, wow, these cats really got to look as Eurocentric as possible.
Yeah. Speaking of the Stephen and somebody that in the past might have been eligible, and I'm sure at some point in the future will be eligible, Kanye West is back in the scenario world.
Yeah, here. Shout out to our homegirl Risha who's singing in his choir. We need to get with her. We talked about off air how we're gonna try to get her to call in and discuss a little bit.
We need
what she can.
We need the real. I hate the fact that we gotta talk about it like it's Heaven's Gate too. Like, what can you say about Kanye West? Like,
like they've been like man, you can't say that about Heaven Gate. If you say something, they're gonna get that, try to get on that comment, and your cousin gonna be dead.
No, see, yeah, you don't want that. So, yeah, you're right. So here's the thing. Kanye West got sued for $1 million for keeping money from his own church or whatever that was.
Vestibule.
Vestibule, yes. Mini cult, whatever you want to call it.
But I mean, but he made some good paper, though. But LDS is pretty much like there is a nonprofit. But like, it's not ran like a nonprofit per se.
Yeah,
kind of ran like a.
Anytime you're a nonprofit, but you're not run like a nonprofit, that's immediately sketchy as hell. That's immediately.
Yeah.
When you're falling into IRS, that's when Wesley Snipes gonna start entering the picture.
Yeah, I mean, mentioning somebody else, man. As we move on, Larsa Pippen's back in the news.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is I'm gonna throw it to you. I know that this is a passion of yours.
Look. Larsa Pimpin is about that pimpin, literally, for real, for real.
Larsa Pimpin, she needs to legally change her name from off Scotty's into Pimpin.
Yeah, and I mean, to a certain extent, it's embarrassing to Scotty Pippen, just because even though they're getting divorced and, you know, messing like romantically involved with her and all those different things, you got two kids with her, but her to romp around like that is kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, this is just the latest in the in her exploits. Mm-hmm. Now she's with NBA player Malik Beasley, who Malik Beasley himself ain't exactly been on the straight and narrow either. I don't even think he can start the season because he got some legal issues going on.
No, himself. He does. He got some cases.
Yeah, he's carrying cases out here right now.
He got some cases, Jack.
So
hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, so it's and this one got so bad. This version right here got so crazy because Scottie Pippen Jr., who is Larsa's son with Scottie, had to react online to what's going on.
He was staying at home. He was staying with her at home.
Now, when your son got to say, I'm focused on myself and my goals at 20 years old, that's a whole nother type of challenge. Because this is also, he trying to get to the league and she dating a dude in the league. This is like a low-key LeBron Delonte situation, but very confirmed and very reckless. So, I don't know. Larsa is one of our favorite characters. We didn't want
to
let that
go. Oh, yeah, no, Larsa, shout out to you. You went from future to NBA player. Like, you know what you're doing. Look, shout out to you. You know how to find a lick, is the old goes. Like, you found you a lick.
All right, man, before we get out of here today, man, hey, we got to do an RIP, unfortunately. And RIP, yeah, man, to Debo.
Tiny Zeus Lister, man.
Tiny Lister, man. And hey, and I'll never forget how Tiny Lister first came into my...
You already know. I know where you're going, baby. Do it.
The hose bar, baby. Who is this dude just whooping Hulk Hogan's ass?
And he was humongous.
He was way bigger than Hulk Hogan. He was wrecking Hulk Hogan. So much to where they had him wrestle Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam.
Right. Was that for the belt, too?
No, I don't think Hulk Hogan had the belt. I think Ultimate Warrior had the belt then. But it was just one of them, you know, main event attractions.
Yeah, I'm wrong, y'all. Sorry about that.
So we're gonna tackle. This is gonna be an awesome segment. And, yeah. And we'll give a little preview to it because we'll give a preview of what's coming up on.
You know what? No. Yeah, because we want people to let's have people email in, man. Our comment.
Well, yeah, we'll hit that, but at the Debo corner. But so like your thoughts on the great. Dearly departed Tiny Lister.
I never met the man. He's scary as hell.
Thank God. Yeah. Debo's like in that group of guys like, I don't need to meet him.
Yeah, I'm good.
Didn't know he out there though.
Now, the funny thing is when I did some research, like this is a while back, Debo was finna do some fed time for some mortgage fraud.
Oh no.
They had him up for like 10 to 15 years. It kind of dropped off. I think he might have, you know, maybe did a little snitching.
He came to
allegedly. That's what it said online. That's what the streets are
saying. He came to a resolution.
Yeah, exactly. Resolution. And he didn't go to jail for that. But he is the classic, and I don't know if we have those characters anymore. The classic bully villain in a film.
No, people be too sensitive for Debo now.
Yeah. You can't have a villain like that. Your villain now has got to be way more sinister. He's got to have, like, all these ulterior motives. Like, if it was Debo now, Debo would be having to, well, I'm trying to start a chop shop with the bike that I took from with Red. You know, it'd be like some long, drawn-out thing he's got to be doing. And no, Debo's just a big asshole and just wanted to fuck with people. That's right. It. There's no other motivation. Similar to the Joker, he just wanted to fuck with people. There was no big...
I'm just a dog in traffic.
Yeah, I just want to fuck with people. And it's just interesting, man. He died at 62 years old, man. That's young, man.
Yeah, that is young. That's way too early, man. But much respect to the body of work and to the legacy. Yeah. Definitely a cultural icon for our era, for sure. Like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, man. Another thing is, we're never getting another Friday now. Y'all know that, right? John Witherspoon's dead and Debo's dead now.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't
walk it back in. And we don't know if we've reclaimed Ice Cube yet or not either. So
Ice Cube is definitely on a probationary basis. Not necessarily with me, but I think the black populace has put him on probationary status. Let's
see what happens in the new year for brother O'Shea Jackson. Bring the big three back. That'll be some good.
That's the person that want this thing to open back up so fast. We can get that big three out there. And Cube might not even be out there promoted the first few months. He might just be letting the players go on the press tour, everything. Not him.
Right. So, all right. So, yeah, man, let's give people a look at what's going to be coming up on the next episode, man. We had a couple of big topics we want to hit, but man, the great Jovan Bibbs is going to be joining us.
For the year. Well, first, we want y'all to email us. The breakdancing is going to be in the Olympics.
Yes.
Let us know, and we're gonna put this up on a print format as well for people to comment on the comments or hit us on the comments on the YouTube page, email us at straightolc@gmail.com or on the Instagram page too. But what black events would you like to see in the Olympics? Similar to I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Great point of reference. So what other things in the black culture are we competitive about that are Olympic worthy? We're going to get Javon weighing in on that. I'm going to weigh in on that. Daryl's weighing in on that. We want y'all to be a part of it as well. So send those in.
Send them in. Yeah, send us to them. We're everywhere. Anywhere you know where we at. SLOC Network, anywhere. You could comment anywhere. We will find it. We will get a notification. We want to hear what y'all think about that.
Absolutely. So as always, man, stay locked in with everything. We got our year-end episodes coming up across
Christmas.
Christmas, year-end, everything's coming along. Again, man, show love to the other programs on the network.
Yeah. With that, a lot of the networks doing a lot. They're doing a lot on there, man. Like, they're
doing a lot more than us. And we're
shout out to we got some other stuff coming up soon too. You know, that's gonna be dope too. So it ain't over. You know what I'm saying? It ain't over. So I appreciate y'all supporting us still and not just jumping off ship when y'all see all these random shows pop up in y'all feed and shit, man. So I
gotta give you more things that we believe in, man. So
shit, man, we've been doing this show 2.5 years. You tired of talking us all the goddamn time. You know, get some other people some opinions out there and let them fly.
Yeah, so absolutely, man. Much love, man. But, yo, again, weigh in. Let us know what you think. Shoot us what you want to hear about. We here. We'll be back. We'll be back in a week or so, man. Chop it up, man. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll get to you beforehand.
All right. Peace.